So tonight we're going to talk about the burnt offering. We know that there are sacrifices, there are karbanos that are from animals, from cattle. There are sacrifices that come from a flower offering. I want to focus on the burnt offering. Because the truth is that different karbanos, different sacrifices that are brought, reflect different moods, religious moods that we could be in, or they're in response to different religious motivations. I want to sort of explore why would someone bring a burnt offering as opposed to any other offering. So we'll read some of the psukim. We'll try to then develop some ideas about that. So we'll begin our discussion in Perek Aleph in Sefer VaYikra, Parsha VaYikra, psukim Yud Daled to Yud Zayin. And there the Torah says, Ve'im min ha'of ola korbano la'ashem. And if the korban ola, you could bring a burnt offering. An ola is where the entire animal is consumed. If you bring it from a bird, v'kriv min atorio obi min b'nei ha'yonaz korbano, you can bring it from two different types of birds. V'krivu ha'kohen el ha'mizbeach. And the kohen then brings the korban to the mizbeach. U'malak es rosho. And he nips his head. Notice he doesn't do shechita, he just nips the head off. V'hiktir ha'mizbeach. And he burns it on the mizbeach. V'nim sadamo al kir mizbeach, and he presses the blood by the wall of the mizbeach. So already, we see there's a difference between the bird offering, the olas of, and animal offerings. The bird offering, it's not you don't kill the animal, you don't kill the bird, like how you would if you go to a grocery store, a kosher grocery store, and you buy chicken. So they didn't do what's called malika to kill the chicken. They didn't nip off the head of the animal in order to kill it. They did regular shechita with a knife. But with the korban, it's done through malika. So it's very unusual. You don't find that when it comes to, if you bring a behemoth, you bring an animal as a korban, you shech the animal. If you want to eat the animal for pleasure, nothing to do with the korban, you shech the animal. So the bird offering is very unique in that the way it's killed is a little strange, a little different. And then we're told, Ve'siris muraso bedotasa, you remove the crop of the head of the bird, in its feathers, v'shlichos al etz mizbeach, and you also throw it into the mizbeach. And then pasuk yud zayin, v'shisa oso bichnafav, you rip it apart. So you don't cut it in half. You rip it apart, and then again, you burn it. The kohen burns on the mizbeach. So it's almost like a kind of a violent death.
Yeah, no, there is no tzar bal chaim here.
Right. So first of all, tzar bal chaim on a technical level means to cause pain to a living animal. So when you're ripping it open, it's after it's dead. I don't know if doing malika is more painful than doing regular shechita. Tzar bal chaim specifically causing pain to an animal when it's alive. So you already notice that this korban is a little different. It's slaughtered in a non-kosher way. You won't be able to eat the bird if it was killed that way, and it's ripped open. And what's also interesting is that I just brought here in Vayikra Paragimel, so it talks about the Korban Shlamim, that's the peace offering. The peace offering is brought where basically you slaughter the animal and you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, and some of the animal is burnt, some of the animal goes to the Kohen, some of the animal goes to the owner. But Zevach HaShlamim can come from Bakar, cattle, it's Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Vav is Tzon, sheep. Or Pasuk Yud Bey is Eiz, a goat. So you have to take my word for it, but you can look at the rest of the paragimel. You cannot bring a bird as a korban shlamim. So we already have two unique aspects of the bird. Number one, that that it's you rip off the head, the way you kill it is, if it would be in the context of this korban, so it would become a nevela. It would become, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it because it's you nip off the head. And also, we said that there's no such thing, you don't have birds as a korban shlamim. A couple of other unique features of the bird, Rashi points out in Pasuk Yudalet. It says, "Ve'im min ha'of ola," says Rashi, "velo kol ha'of," and not any of, not any bird. What does it mean? Not any? I mean, and if from some birds you could bring an ola, but you can't use any bird you want. So what does that mean? Lefi she'emar tamim zachor b'bakor b'ksavim v'izim. So when it comes to other animals that you bring as a sacrifice, it has to be male, and it has to be, let's say, when it comes to cattle, sheep, and goats, if you want to bring them as offerings, they have to be tamim, without a blemish, and they have to be male. Tamut v'zachrut ba'behema. It needs to be unblemished and male. Ve'ein tamut v'zachrut ba'ofot. But it can be any gender. And also, it doesn't have to be like a perfect animal, perfect bird. It can have a blemish. Yochel af mechusar eva. Maybe you can think you can bring it if it's missing a limb. No, tamlor mina of. No. In other words, only some birds you could bring. You can't bring any bird. Now, if the bird is missing a limb, you can't bring it. But it's very fascinating. You bring a korban to God that's blemished. That's okay. Okay? And I just want to make one other point, which again, you'll have to take my word for it. But actually, we'll see. Someone's later commentary is gonna make this point. If you go through Sefer Vayikra about all the korbanos tzibur, all the communal sacrifices, you're not gonna find a korban tzibur that's an oaf, that's a bird. So you're not gonna find a korban shlamim, that's a bird. You're not gonna find a korban tzibur, that's a bird. The birds can be blemished, can have a mum. They are killed in a seemingly violent way, in a quote unquote non-kosher way, if it was like not in the context of a korban. And and so it's so the question is then, and again, it can have a blemish, right? So what do you make of this? Like, when you think of all these details, what do you think the korbanola is all about? Like, who brings the korbanola of an oaf? Like, what do you, what's the imagery? What kind of religious motivation?
A person that maybe was talking too much, lashon hara.
You're saying because a bird is, you're saying a bird is, like, has a beak and it, and yeah. So, all right. The question is, why is it ripped open? Like, why is it violent? So, try to develop a theory here. So, in general, why would you bring a korban ola to begin with? So there's some connection we find between an ola and re'iyah, between an ola and having and seeing God, or having a greater perception of God's, being more aware of God's presence. We find the idea of an ola. In other words, the ola helps strengthen the relationship between God and man. And in Parshas Vayera, so first time we find when Elokim nisas Avraham, and God tested Avram, and what did he say? He said, "Take your son, v'aleihu sham la'olah." So the goal here was that Yitzchak was going to be brought up as an olah. And interestingly enough, Avram called that place, what did he call it? Hashem Yireh. Hashem Yomar Bahar Hashem Yireh. So there was a greater re'iyah that was created through Avram being willing to sacrifice an olah. And you also find in Parshas Re'eh, Shalosh Pavim Bashana Yireh Kol Zechorcha. 3 times a year you make the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Epnei Hashem Lokech B'Makom Asher Yibchar, the place that God chooses. B'Chag HaMatzot, B'Chag HaShavuot, B'Chag HaSukkot. V'lo yira'es p'nei Hashem rekam. And you should not be seen the face of God empty-handed. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ela haba, ela have olot riya. You should bring olot riya. In other words, when you bring the ola is connected to having a greater vision, a greater perception of God. It's about connecting with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It facilitates worship of Hashem more directly. So that's what an ola is about. So what's the difference between an ola of an animal and an ola of a bird? What's the unique detail that someone would want to bring a bird offering, other than it's probably cheaper, probably, than an animal? But is there something else, based on some of the details you mentioned about the bird offering? So, Rav Hirsch, we're going to learn this piece by Rav Hirsch. And he makes a lot of very fascinating points. We'll go through it slowly. Ha'of ba'mikra hu mashal la'adam chaser magen. The bird in Tanakh is a parable to someone who's missing a shield. Hanes bipnei rodef, he's fleeing from a pursuer. V'kiyumo b'sakana, and his existence is in danger. V'unatun b'tzara v'tzuka, and he's always in a state of calamity. That's the bird. Because think about it, katzipor lanu, the bird is always moving from place to place. Katzipor no dedet min kane. The bird is moving from one nest to another nest. Ka'of no ded. So he brings a lot of examples from Tanakh. The bird is always moving back and forth. It's never settled. And not only that, so he says, mitzayrim tuna shel menusa v'nedudim. So when a bird is used in a mashal, in a parable, in Tanakh, we're describing a picture of fleeing, of moving around. So, and more than that, tzod saduni katzipor, latzu, to hunt, katziporim ha'achuzot bapach, like the birds that are being held in a trap. Katzipor miyad yikosh. Right? So again, it's laying a trap for the bird here. Mevatim chayim tachas iyum matmid o beitzuma shel tzara. So the way the Tanakh describes the existence of a bird, it's constantly under the threat of calamity. It needs to move from place to place because there are constant traps that are being set for the bird. And the bird needs to flee. So, he'ani hu kitzibor bodeid al gag. The poor person is like a lone bird on the roof. Bi'ichud hayona hoge kinal sevel. Kach ege kayona. Specifically, a yona, dove, is issuing a kina, is wailing over or lamenting its suffering. And that's we find in Yeshaya. V'cheinod, Yiriyahu, Nachum, Yeshaya. So a lot of examples where the bird is suffering. It has to flee from place to place. The bird does not have a great existence. Mishum kach niralanu. Because of this, it seems to us. Shigam korban ha'of mevatei matzav shel sevel. Right? The korban of the bird offering expresses a status of suffering, or mutav, or even better, hu bitui la'adam umlal. It's an expression to a despondent individual, hasharui b'matzav shel seva, who is suffering, who is finding himself in a state of suffering. Teida shekein, I'll prove to you that it's so. Sharei hadal makriv of b'korban olev yored, that the poor person brings a bird with a fluctuating korban, v'chein, right? Because a poor person who brings a bird, a poor person, v'chein ein chova la'kriv of el matzav gufani shel seva, and there's only an obligation to bring a bird in a state where you are physically suffering, zav zavav yoledet. So these cases, the zav, a man with an unusual seminal emission, a woman unusual blood flow, and a woman just gave birth, so they are suffering, then they have to bring a bird. Kamo chein yuvan, so too it should be understood. Sha'ov eno karev shlamim. That you don't bring, you don't, a bird cannot be brought as a korban shlamim. Shrei shlamim evatim matzav shel osher shelohuav. The shlamim express the status of happiness. Vareza hifucho shel ma shemitpate bekorbanov. And this is just the exact opposite of what is expressed by a bird offering. Af ein tzibur mevi'ov. This could also explain why there's no korban tzibur, a communal sacrifice that comes from a bird. Ki aklal halu'umi, because the national community, the nation of Yehuda Amah Shemekadesh Bahu Bituila, and specifically the nation that it's that the Mikdash, that the holiness is an expression for it. Einena Yodat Mavet Va'oni, the nation in its state of Mikdash does not know death and poverty. V'chein Amru Chazal Ein Tzibur Meit, the community doesn't die. Ein Tzibur Ni, the community is not poor. Where a community, maybe individuals are sorry, the community as a whole is happy, is good. Ve'ilu ha'uma bigalut. The only time we're not in a state of happiness, that's when we're in exile. So if that's the case, ein lo'od mikdash, and there's no beit hamikdash, and there's no korbanot. Behitama im ofi ha'sev she'korbanot ein hu ta'un zachrut v'tamut. And similarly, since the bird sacrifice represents suffering, then it doesn't need to be unblemished. It can have blemishes. V'nira'ata, and it seems now, she'esh leva'er b'derech zu gamet maseh ha'korban shel olat ha'of. Now we can explain also the behaviors, the actions that we do, the unique actions that we do with the burnt offering of the bird. Afim mishakfim et ofav shel korban ha'sovel. They also revolve around the character of the sacrifice that suffers. V'nimtzenu lemedim, and it turns out that we learn olat ov miatzeget et bechinat haola. The bird offering describes the quality of the ola. Shel mi shehashem gazar olav goral shel sevel. Who brings the korban olas ov? The individual about whom God made a decree of suffering. Sherei ke'ein zeh matzanu gam bishar olot. That we find when it comes to other burnt offerings, olot bakar mishakevet bichinat haola shemishekdish lashem atuvat chayav. If you're bringing an animal ola, so that describes the quality of the ola of someone who sanctifies himself or sanctifies to God the work of his life. He's dedicating his work to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ola, that's bakar. Olat son mishakevet et bechinat olah shel mi shehashem ro'ehu b'goral chayav. You bring sheep. So then you view God as a shepherd. And God shepherds you throughout your life. Achen kol maaseh korban shel olat of miyatzkim pulot hanasot tachat toch alimut. But all the actions that we do with the olas of is all violent. Melika, we nip off the head. Mitsu, you press the blood against the wall of the mizbech. Hasrat mara, you rip off the crown of the bird. Shisua, you rip it open. Bashvan masim makbilim baolat behema. If you compare that to what you do with an animal when you bring a sacrifice, shchita, clean sacrifice, clean slaughtering. Srika, you sprinkle the blood. Rechitzat karavim. You wash the innards, nituach, you cut it up evenly, cut up in pieces. Ki ha-shchita lo ba'al lahamitu lashmid. The shchita, the slaughtering, doesn't come to kill, to destroy. Elehi ba'al la'alot et ha-beima litchum ha-yehud enoshi yehudi. The goal of the sacrifice is to raise the animal, in a sense, to sort of like the human Jewish. You know, like it's to raise the level of the Jew. You're sort of saying, like, I want to sanctify myself to God. I want to sanctify myself. I'm using the animal to elevate the animal in a way that I want to elevate myself in service of God. Mishum kacha tamotze. From this, you find sheshchita hi malachat machshev enoshit. It's a human action. It's keneged zeh opposite this, melikahi betzipora mitzad ha'oref. The melikah, you nip it with a fingernail by the neck. Ein ba mishum melechad machshevet nashi. It's not thoughtful human action. Elehino sat ofi shel hashmada gasa hanasit toch alimut. But it has the character of really gross, crass destruction in violence. Ve'en la dugma ela barifat peter chamor varifat egla. And the only other comparison is when you break the neck of a peter chamor, a firstborn donkey, or the egla rufa. Nigud dome mitkala ben mitzri adam al kir mizbech levin kabbalat adam mizrikato. You could also compare or contrast pressing the blood by the wall of the mizbeach versus receiving the blood in a bowl and sprinkling on the mizbeach, much more pure, right? Uchein zeh nigud shebein asarat hamorah v'ashlachata lebein rechitzat hakerev haktarato. You also can contrast ripping off the crop of the bird to washing the insides and burning it when it comes to the animals. Bein shisua haof bichnafav, ripping open the bird by its wings, levein mituach habeimal intachea haorganim, versus just cutting open the pieces of the animal. Mimpulot eila nasot ba olad of kshurot kesher haduk imash ma'uto hasimlit shal of amorel chaye sevel netule hagada. That these behaviors that you do with the bird are connected, have a strong connection with the symbol of the bird, is suffering. A person who's living in a state of suffering. If you think about it, right? The ola of the behemoth is brought out of a desire to elevate oneself and give of oneself to the service of God. The ola of the bird symbolizes the Jew who suffers and how he deals with the suffering. That even if its wings are torn apart, still, Vehiktir Osoa Kohen Mizbecha, he too can contribute to the means of keeping the fires of God alive. It is pleasing to Hashem. You know, it's interesting, the difference between the Ola and the Chatas, think about it. Chatas is sin offering, that's a response to sin, something that we did. We distanced ourselves from God, and now we want to draw near to Hashem. When do we bring an Ola? We also want to draw near to Hashem, but not because we did something bad. So the question is why? If it's an olat bakar, if it's an ola of an animal, it's because maybe of something that we did not do. We didn't feel that religious. We're motivated out of yirah, out of fear, out of reverence. We want to raise our level. We don't feel that connected to God. Maybe we didn't do something we should have done. And we had opportunities, lost opportunities. So we want to elevate ourselves. And that's the olat habakar. However, the olat of might be in response to tragedy, to challenges, to difficulties that we may go through. And when we offer the olat of, we declare that, you know what? We're maintaining the course, even and despite the suffering. And I think is the goal of the olat ha'of.